And the European Union is planning a blue card to lure highly skilled migrants by offering financial and housing benefits and cutting red tape. Emer McCarthy has this report.
A rapidly aging population coupled with negative birth rates in most of the 27 nations which make up the bloc is forcing Europe to look abroad for its future generations. The proposed blue card aims to compete with the US green card system for the best qualified migrant labour to plug gaps already appearing in the European labour system. The scheme proposed by the European Commission would offer candidates a fast-track procedure to get work permits. It would make it easier for them to work in another EU country, have their family join them, receive public housing and get long-term residency status. To qualify for a blue card, a migrant would need an EU job contract of at least 1 year, guaranteeing a salary of at least three times the minimum wage in the country concerned, plus health insurance. But the scheme must gain approval from all 27 member states and faces strong resistance in some countries, notably Germany and the Netherlands. Others, such as the UK, Ireland and Denmark, who did not sign the Schengen Borders Treaty, can opt out. But if the majority of the other 24 states agree to the law, they would then have 2 years to implement it. The Austrian government has condemned the plan as a centralization too far, highlighting the tension between politicians all over Europe who know their voters are worried about immigration and businesses which say they can't function without the skills of graduates from developing countries. I'm Emer McCarthy.